Council Chair Claudia McMullen said they discussed the planning fees as a follow-up to a study done a few years ago.
We had hired someone to come in and analyze our fee structure, and the result was you are way undercharging people for certain fees. And, for example, in the planning area, the suggestion was that the fees be raised a lot, let's just say, a significant amount. And the council at the time, particularly because we were in the middle of the recession, we weren't comfortable raising it the entire amount that the expert recommended, so we kind of did it by half, and with the idea that we would review it in 2 years. So we reviewed it in January 2013, and we gave staff input to go back and tell us what it would look like if you raised the fees 10, 15, 20, 25%.
She said in some cases, the staff proposed a flat fee that would be simpler and easier to apply.
So that was kind of the main topic philosophically yesterday. Are we going to go by just increasing the current structure by a particular percentage, or are we going to maybe just try to go simple and do a flat fee? And if so, what's the basis of the particular flat fee? And it seemed that from what I was hearing, that the council was pretty comfortable with the flat fee concept. And there were some questions on particular line items and particular fee increases. But I did not get the sense that the council was against fee increases, period. I got the sense they were for flat fees.
The staff also proposed setting a flat fee for a conditional use permit. The previous method was to calculate a fee based on a project's number of units or square footage. McMullen was stunned to hear that can cost tens of thousands of dollars.
I had no idea until yesterday that conditional use permits were so crazy that you could actually have, for a 20,000 square foot commercial office building, a $25,000 fee or a $20,000 fee for a conditional use permit, which may not take a minute more time of staff than your basic residential conditional use permit.
We asked if it's fair to set the same planning fee for a CUP, whether it's large or a small project. But McMullen said the common factor is the amount of staff time that such a request takes.
So a conditional use permit, as a number of other ones, the premise yesterday was if you are asking for an application that requires a public hearing, that generally costs, generally speaking, or let's say on average, it costs the planning department $2,500 for anything. It could be because a conditional use permit requires a public hearing. So it doesn't matter what the size is. It doesn't matter what the type is. It requires a public hearing. If on average those hearings charged or cost the county $2,500, the staff was recommending that it be $1,000. Anytime there's a public hearing.
Summit County Council Chair Claudia McMullen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.